in the limelight.
China has sold or donated 700 million doses of corona vaccine worldwide, while the U.S. has shipped a mere 3 million, says David Hartrider in an article titled, China Seizes Vaccine Diplomacy Lead Over the U.S. Stay tuned for the details of this article, please. China contends that it is selflessly coming to the aid of the pandemic-stricken developing world by exporting nearly as much COVID-19 vaccine as it uses domestically. Along these lines, President Xi Jinping has branded Chinese-made vaccines as a global public good. That would seem to stand in stark contrast with Western countries, including the U.S., which stand accused of hoarding vaccines as new outbreaks ravage much of the developing world, including in Asia. A November 2020 study found that the commitments to buy 7.48 billion doses of COVID-19 vaccines, more than half were destined for just 14% of the world's population who live mainly in high-income countries. But late February this year, one-third of all administered vaccines were done in just the U.S. and the U.K., two of the worst-hit countries in the pandemic's earlier phase. China has so far provided more than 700 million vaccines to more than 90 countries. Many of those countries have not had the opportunity to order doses produced in Western-made brands, nor receive deliveries from the World Health Organization-affiliated COVAX facility, which aims to provide shots to poor countries. China's vaccine exports have been especially significant after India, a major vaccine maker, stopped its vaccine exports this month to focus on its exploding COVID-19 catastrophe, where daily new cases of more than 350,000 have broken previous global records. But China's global rescue narrative relies on a certain low-resolution image of the facts. Most China-produced vaccines in Southeast Asia, for instance, have been sold rather than donated, a distinction not always made clear by regional governments and newspapers. As of early May, China had donated 16.5 million doses and sold 691 million to 84 countries, according to Bridge Consulting. Cambodia, one of Beijing's key allies in Southeast Asia, and now with the second-best vaccination campaign as measured by jabs per capita in the region, has received 1.7 million Sinopharm vaccines for free from China. Yet Cambodia has paid $10 per vial to receive a planned 10 million Sinovac vaccines, which are arriving in tranches of 500,000. According to Duke University's records of vaccine procurements, Indonesia has purchased more Sinovac vaccines. That is about 125 million than any other country. On May 7th, the WHO approved Sinopharm vaccines as safe and reliable, and they will soon be supplied to the developing world through the COVAX facility. The US and European Union haven't enjoyed the same reputational boost in recipient countries. COVAX vaccine shipments arrive in crates marked with UN logos, rather than the national flags of donor nations. That could be why China has only pledged to provide 10 million doses to COVAX, compared to more than 700 million vaccines it has shipped bilaterally. China could yet need to balance global and domestic expectations, particularly if domestic demand for vaccinations rises as the disease kicks up again in neighboring countries including Japan, South Korea, and Taiwan. China has until now enjoyed what some analysts are referring to as a golden period of its vaccine diplomacy. Their reference is to developing world perceptions that Western nations are hoarding supplies while China prioritizes donating or selling its vaccinated abroad. China's own vaccination campaign has started slowly, thanks in part to low infection rates on the mainland. As of May 12th, China had vaccinated more than 354 million of its own citizens, according to our World in Data. Its latest target is to have inoculated 40% of its population, or 560 million people, by June. Some experts suspect it will struggle to achieve that goal, though. That may or may not be the case. China has claimed that it can produce 5 billion vaccine doses by the end of this year. Yet, if it wants to ramp up its own vaccination campaign to meet those ambitiously stated targets, it will have to make some hard foreign versus local decisions. As of recently, the US had produced 333 million doses of vaccine, but had exported only 3 million, according to data from Airfinity, a London-based research firm. The EU has likewise failed in its vaccine donation promises, though that could change by the summer as vaccination rates are expected to surge across the continent. At the same time, China's non-vaccination diplomacy surrounding the pandemic last year doesn't appear to have considerably boosted China's international reputation. Indeed, cases of selling protective equipment at high prices earned brickbats an outrage. Respondents to the State of Southeast Asia Report, a survey of the region's intellectuals and opinion makers conducted by the ISEAS Institute, said China, 44%, provided the most help to the region during the pandemic last year, compared with Japan, 18.2%, and the US, 9.6%. However, when asked if their country was forced to ally with either the US and China, 61.5% of the respondents chose the US in 2020, up from 53.6% in 2019. Those who favor China fell from 46.4% in 2019 to 38.5% last year.